Man, this is lifestyles of the poor and unfucking fortunate. But I tell you what, bitch, we got views.
Bow. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Chad Arms, Chad Arms TV, and this is going to be episode 2 of the Chatty Bobcast 2.0. Pierre, drop that shit, DJ. Just pulled into I don't know when this is dropping, but as this is being filmed, I am actually on my way to pick up Leroy Biggs. And we're going to do a Bobcast episode on the way to pick up Leroy. And then me and Leroy will do content that'll probably come out before this. But you know how we do. We stack content like Pringles, you motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? What? I appreciate everybody that's tuned in to the Chatty Bobcast 2.0. Squizzles, shout out to Squizzles for the R. Y'all don't understand how many hats Squince has decided, or not decided, he's pretty much been, we passed him the ball and said, learn this shit. Before we started doing the podcast in July, we started doing it in June. The story behind, I got some shit to say. Squince started it on his own when me and him wasn't even in contact very much. He did a couple of episodes, but it was strictly webcam stuff. Me and him had talked about doing it together, and then it, you know, later, 6 months later, it became a thing. But the first month of us trying to get the podcast going, it was just failure after failure because we didn't know what we were doing. And by we, I mean Squince, because Squince is not a podcast producer. Squince has always just been a rapper. He never was an engineer. He never recorded himself or recorded anybody else. He never made beats. He never did anything. But he wanted, the podcast is what he wanted to do, so he just took on those tasks. And he's learned and become cold at it, you know. That's the main, one of the main reasons the podcast is so successful now is because of good old Squizzles. So, yeah, we're going to, I was saying that to say this. Squince has learned how to do all that. Well, on top of that, he's doing graphics. Like, he does, he did the Chad Arms TV logo that you see. The I Got Some Shit to Say logo, I believe he did. The intro, the bitch we got, that was Squizzles. And on top of that, Squince is doing the artwork for, he did the artwork for this podcast. So he's just wearing a lot of dadgum hats. You hear what I'm saying? I just got a text from Squince that said Leroy's awake. Now, everybody knows Leroy knows. Leroy likes to sweepy, you know. Your boy's up slapping the roosters. I've been like that my whole life. I could go to bed at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm up by 6:30. It don't matter. I guess it's just from 9, 10, 12 years of working factory jobs where I had to be up at 5. I've never been able to get out of that. You know, and when this is being uploaded, it's going to be right at a year since I was laid off from my job. And I've never not had a job. A job that you would go to work and be a job, you know what I mean? But now I'm self-employed. But even with that being said, I don't sleep in, ever. Leroy likes to sleep in because Leroy's a young bug. Leroy's 23 years old. He's up till all hours of the night doing God knows what. So he needs his beauty sleep. Well, me and Squizzles are OGs in this bitch. And we realize that time is of the essence. When you're 22, time doesn't mean anything. But it's about a 40-minute drive from where I'm at to Leroy, so that'll be just perfect enough for me to shoot this podcast. Now, hopefully, it won't be like the first episode. I won't have to hit interstate to go to Leroy's. I back-road it. So, hopefully, we won't have any issues, and he may even call in. You know what I mean? Which would be great to get. Let me text Squints here. But yeah, episode 1, if y'all haven't if you haven't tuned in to episode 1 called Darren Dalton, it's on all podcast platforms and it's on this YouTube channel. The video is just living here on the YouTube, just like with I Got Some Shit to Say. But if you haven't tuned into that one, the pothole situation, we're fixing to deal with it after I go pick up Leroy. But it was just unbearable. Unbearable. But what are you going to do, Chad? Are you going to continue to complain and bitch about everything like you always do? Yeah, I am. And it makes for good content. So, big whoop. Want to fight about it? Yeah, man. Family Guy's the shit. I was talking to Leroy. That's his, like, favorite show. And Leroy... you know, has watched it all the way through. They're on like season 20 something now. I only watched like the first 8 seasons of Family Guy, and then I stopped watching it because it was like every episode was like a musical. Like there was these long drawn out musical numbers, and I just kind of fell out from watching it. But I'm gonna go back and start watching it. It's on Hulu, so I'm just gonna probably start like watching it from the beginning again, because I used to watch the shit out of those first 6, 7, 8 seasons. But South Park's my favorite as far as the animated shit goes. Never was a fan of Simpsons. I guess because I got brought into animated shows with Beavis and Butthead and South Park. And when I tried to watch Simpsons after watching those, it's like a kid's show, you know? But, yeah, South Park's the shit. Since they made that big, like, merge, and I don't want to say sold out, but they kind of did. They're not as edgy. They're still funny, but they're not doing seasons anymore. They're doing these specials like once or twice a year, and they're not as funny to me. But South Park's, you know, got so many seasons. And I was just sitting there looking at my apps last night before I woke up. You know, I was trying to think of some stuff to talk about on the podcast today, or the Bobcast, sorry. And the amount of apps that I have is crazy that I pay for monthly. But I figured it up. Like, all the apps that I have, let's just go over what I have. I have YouTube Premium, which is 5 accounts can be on YouTube Premium. Ad-free, background play, essential to me, okay? I have to have background play, and I hate ads. I hate them. That's why I hated TV, because of commercials. But I appreciate the people that don't hate ads, because y'all are the reason that we can do these every month, because we make money off the ads that are ran on these videos. But they're just not for me, so I pay to not... have to deal with them. That's like $22.99 a month, right? Netflix is $20 a month. So that now we're at $42. Hulu's at like $12 a month. We're at $54. Because I do ad-free on Hulu. So Hulu, Netflix, and YouTube, $54 a month. Amazon Prime's like $7. Let's just say $60. We'll say an even $60 a month. And that's probably lowballing it a little bit. Then we've got the URL TV app, which is a battle rap app. That's $8 a month. So let's say $68. Where are we at? Paramount Plus. I want to say that's $5 a month. Peacock, $5 a month. That's another 10. So that's like $80. HBO Max is like $12 a month. Now we're at $92, $93. What else is there? Am I missing out on? Paramount. Then you got these little apps like the iCloud shit. Paying for iCloud. I'm not even going to get into that. I'm just talking about TV. I think that's pretty much it. Hulu, Netflix, Prime, YouTube Premium, Paramount, Peacock, HBO Max. That's like 7 or 8. Even with all that being said, I can watch whatever I want. That has everything on it that I want. Between those, it has everything that I would want. Oh, Shudder. Shudder is a horror version of Netflix. I love horror movies. That's $5 a month. Let's just say a hundo. So, I've looked into getting cable, right? Cable is like $100 and something a month for all these channels. But I wouldn't watch any of them. All I care about watching on local TV is football. And I can get that with Paramount and Peacock. So, I just don't get cable. People ask me all the time why I have so many apps, and that's why I don't have cable. So go fuck yourselves, San Diego. You know what I mean? That's just the way of the world. That's just how things are, man. You know, that doesn't count. I mean, that's just my TV subscriptions. That doesn't count the 4 or 5 podcasts that I'm subscribed to on Patreon every month that I pay for. You got these premium versions of these apps. I mean, it adds up to probably a couple $100 a month for everything on a subscription base. But, and on top of that, I have Vudu. But Vudu's not a subscription. Vudu, you just... download digital movies onto your Vudu account. I got like 900 movies on there. So between all that, I don't fucking need cable, man. I don't see cable TV even being a thing. Because like my nephews, my sister's two boys, they're 19 and 16. They don't know anything about cable. You know what I mean? They've always just don't known apps. Because whenever they were old enough to like mess with phones and tablets and TVs and stuff, everything was app-based, pretty much. I mean, you see, I don't know if you've seen footage of it, but we talk about it all the time with Squince's little girl, Hartley. She's not even 2 years old yet, man, and I give her my phone every time I go there. As soon as I get to his house, she runs to me, gives me a hug, and wants to sit down and look at Cocomelon on YouTube. I don't even have to do anything. I unlock my phone, I give her the phone, she goes to YouTube. She goes to YouTube and finds Cocomelon herself. It's crazy, dude, and it's so funny to watch her because she scrolls everything with her middle finger. Everything's done with her middle finger. So like when I have two phones and they're both attached to the same iCloud. So like when I get a notification on one, it pops up on the one she's got, right? She immediately just middle finger swipes up and ignores it. It's the funniest shit ever. But that's just what I'm just saying that because of how fast kids are learning the stuff. It's just because my age group, whatever generation we are, I don't ever know what that is, what that's called, or whatever. But, you know, I graduated in 2002. I'm 38. I turned 38 like this year, or this past year. So, like, I'm old as white dog shit, right? Well, I didn't have a cell phone until I was a senior in high school in 2002. And it was one of those Nokia phones with, like, Snake on it. That was just the Zach Moore-style Nokia phones. I never had pagers or beepers or anything. My buddies did in school, but I never had them. Because even back then, when there wasn't cell phones, I didn't understand the point of... Because I wasn't a dope boy or nothing. So I didn't understand the point of, like, getting a page from somebody and going and finding a payphone. Think about how crazy that is in 2022. 20 years ago, we'll say 24 years ago, because it was a couple years before cell phones were big. Say year 2000, to 1998, 2000, something around there, right? The pager scenario, looking back at it, if you talk to somebody like my nephew, or like Squints has a 16-year-old daughter, a 10-year-old daughter, and Hartley's almost two. Let's just say he tells his 16-year-old, Kimora. When I met Squints, she was 3 years old, right? He talks to her about it, which I'm sure he has. Think about how crazy that somebody like her age or his 10-year-old would think on some, like, beepers? What is a payphone? Like, whoop, payphones don't even exist anymore. Just imagine that. Especially... like the Roan era here in the last couple of years. Can you imagine how much damnation you would face if you went and used a payphone and put your ear up to a public telephone? It's insane to think about, dude. But it's not insane. It just shows how far technology's came. But that's not necessarily a good thing. And all, you know, technology's great. I mean, like phones and all this, the advancements in technology, it's been great in a lot of ways, but it's also fucked up shit in a lot of ways because it takes away the ability to interact with people. You know what I mean? It takes away that whole dynamic of being able to have social skills because so many people now have zero social skills, dude. Zero. And it's because of fucking cell phones. And I'm saying all this while I'm on a cell phone. But I can say that because I've survived both eras. I survived the pre-phone era and then now the one we're in now. And I'll be the first person to tell you, I have to have my phone. That's how I make my money. That's how Chad Arms TV survives. That's how my music is able to survive. It's all... your phone is like your computer, especially these iPhones now. I mean, I could probably like see if there's intelligent life on Mars on my iPhone. if I knew how to hack it the right way. But I'm just a dumb redneck. You know what I mean? I'm not a redneck, but I am dumb when it comes to certain things. Leroy better be awake, damn it. It is 10:40, and I'm going to be at his house in 30 minutes, and if he ain't ready, damn it, Leroy. We got work to do. We got to try to get two podcasts done today. So those of y'all that don't know, we record the podcast ahead of time. We try to stay two ahead. This is being recorded on a Sunday, and as of right now, we have no episode for Monday morning. So whatever we record today is getting uploaded tomorrow. We don't like cutting things that close. We like to try to stay a couple of heads to take the pressure off of Squints for editing stuff. But you know, this is how the soup's made, or how the fucking, who knows what the fucking thing is. Fucking, this is how the damn chicken parmesan's made. It's not the saying, but you get what I'm talking about, don't you? And if you don't, fuck outta here. I'm not a UT fan. I just like different color show and prove shirts. This is my first time wearing the orange one. I hate Tennessee Vols. So don't think that's why I'm wearing it. I just like different colored shit. I have some orange 270s. I needed an orange shirt. That was the extent of why I did it. No shade to UT Vols fans, but I fucking hate the UT Vols. Rest in peace, my papa. He was a huge UT Vols fan. I never said a bad thing about him to him, because he was the nicest man ever. And I don't know if you can see, I don't think you can see it from here, but there's a truck, my work truck behind me, that is crawling up my backside, crawling all the way up my ass, all the way up it, he's crawling. He's creeping and crawling, and he's creeping and flowling, and he's flicking and flowling, freestyle. Yeah. Here's the thing that I find funny. I get comments every... Now, here's the thing, too. I want to let y'all know, just as ahead of time, anybody that likes to comment negative comments on YouTube, they never get kept. So, like, we don't entertain that bullshit. So, if you comment, like, negative shit, I'm not saying constructive criticism. I'm saying negative shit. If you say, this shit sucks, or this shit's trash, or none of it gets kept. It gets deleted and you get blocked. So if you want to get blocked, that's fine. You can comment shit like that. I'm just going to block you. That's how we handle things over here. I don't need any kind of, like, I'm all for constructive criticism, but I'm not for somebody just being a blatant negative person or hating. And what trips me out about that kind of stuff is that people that do that, a lot of them are subscribed to the channel, because what y'all don't understand, haters, is when you comment stuff like that, I can see if you're subscribed to me or not. You're not slick. So, like, that trips me out that people would subscribe to my channel just to hate on it. But either way, I said that because people comment on these beat jacket videos, right? And they're commenting saying, you're not freestyling. I never said I was freestyling. It never says freestyling any of that. It never does. I'm reading the verses off my phone that are written on my phone. I never said it was a freestyle. Bars Major shit was totally freestyle. Now, lyrics, Who Run It Challenge, it says freestyle. He had actually written that, but he didn't read it. He had it memorized. So that's different than what I do. And I have my stuff memorized for the most part. I just like having my phone, because we have to one take them. So that's the easiest way to do those. So for y'all that try to hate because I'm reading it off my phone, what the fuck does that matter? That's the same thing as if you watched a video of me in the booth rapping a verse into the mic in the studio. It's the same shit. Like, I've never said I was a freestyler. Leroy can freestyle. Leroy is a legit freestyler. Jelly is a legit freestyler. I'm not. I never said I was. So, yeah, for as far as the shoo-shoo commenters, just let you know, that's what happened. That's what your fate is. If you comment, you get blocked, and the comments get deleted, and nobody even gets to see it. So what you did nothing. It didn't, because I see them before everybody does. Because I get notified the minute that they go up. So we keep it nothing but positive over here. We don't fuck with that kind of energy, never will. We don't entertain that kind of energy. It's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. Things don't have to be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh, things will never be the same. Never be the same. Yeah, 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 yeah. R.I.P. Tupac. This is where I hate cross plains. Where are we at? Ashland, we're not in Ashland City yet. It drops from 50 to 35 with the quickness. And these officers be sitting up here, chilling. When I used to deliver tires, yes, Chad Arms delivered tires for a year and a half. I worked for a tire company based out of Nashville. That's changed now. It's called something else now. But we used to deliver tires, and I used to get in a box truck or a pickup truck, depending on what they put me in that day. And I would go around the local area, the Nashville area, Middle Tennessee area. Excuse me. And I would deliver tires. And looking back on it, I can't believe that I did that for as long as I did it. Because first of all, I know shit about cars. I know how to drive them. That's the only thing I know how to do. And I do that slowly. So, not the best, a good driver. I commend my driving, I'll say that. But I know nothing about cars. Like, I know how to change oil. I know how to change tires, but that's the extent. I worked for a tire place, and I knew nothing about tires, but I made it work. But anyway, it's crazy to see the amount of, like, tire shops I would go to and how run down some of these tire shops were and how some of them looked like fucking fronts for something totally different. But I remember I used to drive out this way to deliver tires, and I used to see cops pulling over people all day long on that little strip where it's the speed trap shit. That was what that totally worthless piece of information about my past job history had to do with, was just me telling you that. But that's the Chatty Bobcast. Look at that brand new subway over there. It looks like an oil change spot. I mean, it's 2022. Maybe they've got it to where you can get your oil changed and then get a, you know, a meatball, mozzarella sub, you know. That Burger King looks... This place is really exploding. I think we're in... Is this considered Pleasant View? Oh, Hardy's got char-broiled burgers. That's the hardest word to say. Who goes and says, let me get a char-broiled burger? See, you can't say it. Humans can't say that. That's not supposed to go together. Char-broiled burgers. That's what we're calling the episode. Char-broiled burgers. That's what we're calling the episode. Char-broiled... I can't say it! I fucking can't say it! Char-broiled burgers. But I can't say it like normal. Like I'm saying on here, I see H.G. Hill. I can say that. Char-broiled burgers. Can't say it. Left out the L. That's the name of the episode, though. Char-broiled... Fuck you, Hardee's! That's why nobody comes to eat your food after breakfast time. Look, I've had this epiphany since I was a fat 10-year-old. Hardee's, listen to me. Somebody that knows fast food, stop serving lunch. Just serve breakfast all day long. All day long. Just serve your biscuits all day long. You're going to make so much more money. I don't understand it. Past 11 o'clock, nobody's at Hardee's ever in life. And I'm not saying their food's not good. I'm sure their char-broiled burger are fine. I've had them before. But, bruh, you're telling me that y'all make just as much money the rest of the day than you do at breakfast time? Fuck out of here. No, you don't. You're not pulling the wool over these fat blind eyes. Hungry eyes. I felt that was appropriate because I was talking about food. My eyes are hungry. They're hungry to see better. And they're not, I mean, my vision is just... Look, I've always had bad vision. I think I first got glasses in like first grade. I was a little chubby kid with glasses, freckles, And like not a knockoff brand shoes. So I checked all the boxes to get picked on. I've talked about this on the podcast. I had Franklin pumps. You remember the Reebok pumps where you could pump up the shoes? Well, Franklin made an orange and blue pair, kind of like the color of my hat right here. That was a knockoff to the Reeboks, right? I remember pumping them up in school, showing them I had the pumps, and they were like, those aren't Reeboks. You got the Buddy brand, what they called them, Buddy brand. And I was like, but they do the same thing. Look, they pump. And one of the kids in school was pumping his up. He had Reeboks, like the legit ones. Hashtag white privilege. It was always white kids that picked on me too. Like, the black kids and Mexican kids in the class, we were always cool with each other. They never picked on me. It was always the fucking white privilege kids. But anyways, I said, look, I can do it. I start pumping my shoes, and I pumped them up so much that it exploded and dust went everywhere. And I got laughed at horribly. So, yeah, going back to my vision being bad, that was just the cat. I had glasses till about sixth grade. And then I got what they called gas perm lenses, which were hard lens contacts, which I don't even know if they still make those anymore. But you get one pair, and they were like $80 an eye. So it was like $160 for a pair of contacts. You had to take them out every night. They were hard lenses, so if I looked the wrong way, like too quick, they would fall out. I went through so many of those contacts, it was insane. And then I finally went from them to like the soft lens contacts, and I wore those till up until like 2019. And they were just giving me too much problems, man. My eyes were constantly like itching and burning, and I just couldn't see well out of them. So I got a pair of glasses as like a backup, and I could see much better out of my glasses. So I just said, fuck it, this is my life now. I'm Mr. Magoo! But I've told this too. These glasses, as thick as they are, I paid to have an extra 20, have them thin down 20%, which is the maximum they could have done. And they're still this thick. So just imagine if I didn't pay that money and they were the size they're supposed to be. I would literally be Mr. Magoo. I just spit all over my car. I would literally be Mr. Magoo. So, food for thought. But yeah, Chatty Bobcast, man. Charbroiled Burgers, episode 2. We're en route. Feel how smooth this is? This is not Davidson County, okay? Roads are as smooth as can be. Smooth as a... Phone's just being silly. It's being silly, Goose. Yeah, man, we really appreciate all the content that y'all been checking out. You know we're in the country because there's a Confederate flag. Country boys can't survive. But yeah, we appreciate the continued support that y'all been giving us. No need to go that fast, jacked up truck. Did you hear that? Like he had nitrous in his damn fucking 98 Dodge Ram jacked up. Fuck out of here, dude. I don't understand. Why? I don't understand. Hungry ass. Ain't nothing like a good old charbroiled burger from Hardee's, man. Do y'all remember back in the 90s? If you don't, unless you're my age, when Hardee's was owned by somebody else and they tried like fried chicken. Hardee's had fried chicken. They had hot ham sandwiches. They had roast beef. I know they brought some of that stuff back, but they hadn't brought the fried chicken back. But Hardee's used to be with the shit. Their burgers used to be like normal. And then I guess Carl's Jr. became a thing, and now that they were all about the thick burgers and and they got rid of the fried chicken. But I remember fried chicken from Hardee's used to be busted. Fun fact, you know. That wasn't fun, Chad. That was pointless. Big Whoop, want to fight about it? So we're 20 minutes out from Leroy. And we're serving our purpose here, man. We're making things shake. Let's see if I can get Leroy to call in. telling him I'll be there in 20, and he's going to say, he's going to call me and ask why I'm going to be there so fast. Watch. Watch what he does. Classic Leroy. But now we y'all really did love the day in the lives of Leroy Biggs last year, 2021. I think we did 18 episodes. Those are going to be a thing again. We're just kind of getting back in the swing of everything. We were swinging. Well, I guess I'm not going to pick him up. Things change. But yeah, shit happens. We're close to the interstate anyway, so I guess Leroy's going to drive. But yeah. Chatty Bobcast, dadgummit. Chatty Bobcast. Hope everybody has a good day, man. We're doing the damn thing here, baby. What's going on? These people behind me, your fucking air fresheners, bitch. There's a reason you don't have a fucking front bumper. Because you don't know how to drive correctly. Get the fuck out of the way. Or back. Give me 50 feet. Bag. Give me 50 feet. Bag. Give me 50 feet. Shout out to Lil O, the fat rat with the cheese, baby. I wonder what Lil O's doing right now. I wonder if he's still popping off in Texas. I'm sure he is. He's probably still swinging and banging. Bag. Give me 50 feet, baby. There you go. Zoom on into the fucking food line. Jesus Christ, Latter-day Saints, baby. So it looks like Leroy's going to meet us at Squizzle's. So we're just going to drive out to Squinces. We're right by the interstate, so it's not a big thing. It ain't really out of my way. So we'll make that shit pop, baby. It's warmed up a little bit. I'm going to be honest with you guys. We've had enough cold for Tennessee. These last few years, we haven't really had much cold. And this year, we've had multiple snows, bad snows, and it's been cold as fuck. I don't remember these last few years being like this, but I did woke up like this, though. I woke up like this, and I meant to say I did woke up like this, too, just in case y'all are wondering or thinking that I'm an idiot. I woke up like this. Winter 2021, Sydney, England. Shout out to Sydney, England Drug-Free Billboard Contest. That's dope. That's an old name, too. Sydney, England sounds like an 1800s, like, emperor or something. Emperor Sydney, England. Shout out to Sydney, England for winning. And shout out to Hardy's Charlboro Burgers. You know what I mean? Oh, shit. I fucking love y'all, man. Bag. Give me 50 feet. That person had a damn canoe on the top of their car and they swerved over in my lane. Hey, we're all gonna go fishing in the depths of hell. You fucking swing over here with that canoe and fucking whatever that damn car was, you was strapped to it. Looked like a damn smart car and a fucking canoe with a smart car attached to it. It wasn't a canoe attached to a smart car. Get your shit right. You know what I mean? Am I right? Back. Give me 50 feet. Give me 50 feet. Oh, rather than the fucking Lil O, man. Shout out to Lil O, dude. Fat rat with the cheddar. The fat rat with the cheese. Shout out to Ashland City. Shout out to Upchurch. Shout out to Creek Squad. You can't ride in my Range Rover! He about to drop his new album. Got Boosie on the YZ remix. That's crazy. Notice he's got old Jelly on there, too. a Jelly on the album, so salute to Chizurch. Making shit pop, baby. For the 99 and the 2000. I cannot believe that Juvenile back that ass up is 24 years old. Because that song came out in 1998. I was a freshman in high school when that song came out. That song is 24 years old. That is crazy, dog. That is crazy shit. That is crazy shit, dude. Shout out to McDonald's, dude. Nobody in that line. They must be closed for short staffing, I'm sure. Because you never know, baby. You never know, baby. Never know, baby. Never know, baby. I shit my pearls. Whatever happened to the Rite Aids, man? All the Rite Aids around us closed. I guess they got... I think I heard that Walgreens owns Rite Aids, which is weird. If that's true... Ooh, there's another Hardee's, guys. Charbroil Burgers. There it is. Plastered right on the side. And Hardee's is starting to take my advice. They're serving certain breakfast items till noon. But just go all in. I'm telling you, Hardee's. Take that chance. Take that chance. You're going to sell way more chicken biscuits and gravy biscuits than you are Charbroil Burger. Okay? So, another Rite Aid, empty. I don't understand, dude. I don't get it. I liked Rite Aid better than Walgreens. So, shit, I guess I'm out of luck. The 1-2 times a year I need to go into a drugstore, it'll have to be Walgreens or CVS, Chad. Family Dollar, now that's old school. Dollar General has had a complete monopoly on those situations. I hope this works because I have my microphone hooked up, and I hope that it's not fucked up or this is just a completely wasted episode. But, you know, hopefully we'll just pray that things work out, you know. It's all you can do in life is just make sure that you got all your ducks in a row and you ain't shit your pants, so... I fucking love you. We're closing in on... Well, as this is being filmed, hopefully we're close to the 31,000 subscribers. We're getting there. December and January was a slow month as far as uploads. I mean, other than the podcast and stuff, you know, we started the new series. We started this towards the end of January. But actually, February 1st when the first one came out. But I haven't been able to get as many interviews as I'd like, but we're getting back in that mind frame. It's just, January's just been tough as far as scheduling, with scheduling interviews out and things like that. So I want y'all to know that that's still a thing on the channel. It's a big part of the channel and will be in 2022. It just hasn't been the last month or so. But that's going to be a thing still. Interviews are not as easy to get as you would think. People always ask, well, get this person. Well, if it was that easy, I would have had them already. You know what I mean? So it's just kind of, things will happen as they're supposed to. But, you know, between the, I got some shit to say stuff, Chatty Bobcast, the Beat Jacking videos, Day in the Lives, new music. We're working on new music always. You know what I mean? You're still getting all that content too. So just keep on trucking. Hampton Inn. Okay, Ashland City. What's up? Right across from a new Taco Bell. Well, it's new to me. I don't know if it's new. So, you know, that's how you know Ashland City's popular. They got a Walmart, dude. They got a Walmart. Come on, man. Walmart's not the best Walmart, though. I have been in it multiple times. Most of the time I go in there, I always see one person that doesn't have shoes walking around. But that was pre-Roan, so, I mean, I used to go out there whenever I would, because I'd deliver out here. But by the time we get to the potholes, this episode will be long finished. But they're still going to be a thing. But yeah, I fucking love y'all, man. It's been a 2021 was wild, bro. It was a wild year. For goods, it had goods, had bads, like any year does. And you just kind of got to try to sift through the bad stuff to appreciate the good. You know, that's really all. That's with anything. That's not just with this. That's with anything in life, man. You're going to have shitty times. You're going to have good times. You just have to not focus so hard on the shitty times and search for the good. And sometimes there are situations where there's no good that comes out of something. And it's just an all-out L. And you have to take it on the chin and just kind of move on from it. But, yeah. Motivational speaking, baby. 101. Charbroil Burgers, baby. Episode 2. I don't know how many minutes this has been. 40-something. We'll go till, I got 8 miles left before I get on the interstate. We'll stop then. I fucking love y'all, man. I'm glad that we're bringing these back. You know, it's. I still, like I said this in episode 1, I can't believe that I never thought that that could have been an option. I guess because we had other content. You know what I mean? I didn't have to think about doing this because we had a bunch of other stuff we were doing. And that's kind of how stuff happens. Like, you get a bunch of... most of the time, I'll get a huge influx of content dumped in at once that I have to kind of spread out. And then I'll have some where I don't have any content, and then I have to go stretch myself then trying to get some. So it's kind of like a feast or famine kind of thing. We're just trying to find that balance. It smells like straight up kerosene out here. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Or propane. That's propane. That ain't kerosene. That's propane. Shout out to Hank Hill. Lime it, Bobby. Hell yeah, man. I fucking love you, baby. Love to love ya. Shout out to Timbaland and Magoo. Again, y'all probably ain't going to get that reference, but I don't know what to do anymore. Actually, most of y'all will, because our demographic is 35 to 44-year-old males. So that's my demographic. That's me. So y'all should get that if y'all know rap music at all. Timbaland and Magoo were a thing. Timbaland had shit rocking in the late 90s, early 2000s. With him and Magoo, he had Missy Elliott. He had Aaliyah before she passed away, RIP. He had Bubba Sparks. He had Tweet. He had all kinds of artists, and they were fucking killing it back then. And back then, that's when Timbaland was really starting to come into his own with production. You know, and then later he got with Justin Timberlake and did a lot of his production for his solo projects, which were all fire. But Timbaland had that signature sound that nobody else has had, or still to this day haven't been able to duplicate it. You know, and I know Timbaland still does production here and there, but he's done had such a bag for so many years. He's got hits, boy. Him's got hits. Okay, NASCAR. At the end of the day, you're in a Nissan Pathfinder, so let's not, you know, get in over our head. But I fucking love y'all, man. That Nissan Pathfinder was going obnoxiously fast. I just shit myself.com. Can we get to an hour? I don't think we're going to make it to an hour. We're going to get close. We're going to get close, but no cigar. It's mountains for days. Mountains for days. I just shit my pants. That's the new song, dude. Me and Squints have been working on I Just Shit My Pants song for years. I mean, they're going on like 13 years. We just gotta find the right. We just gotta make sure it's perfect. We're constantly tweaking it, you know. Yeah. But I got to say, it's really nice out here today, Clark. We're looking at close to 50 degrees. That's the shit I'm talking about. If it's 50 degrees, I'm fine with that. This 25 shit, and I think in the East Coast, they had like a blizzard yesterday as this is being filmed in the New York, New Jersey area. Like, kind of like what we had a month or so ago. And it's just now February, so like, you know, we still got some, we're not out of it yet. We've still got probably some more potential winter storms coming up, but I think we're going to be all right, baby. Y'all be sure to subscribe to the channel, man. Hit that bell for notifications. Make sure that it says all notifications. Because like I said in episode one, YouTube is known very well for like taking your notifications from all to some or none. It does it to me all the time with all the channels I'm subscribed to. I've had multiple people tell me that they don't get notified anymore when we drop videos. And I can see that by my analytics. So, like, just try to stay on point with that. Make sure your notification bell is clicked on all. And that way you get notified every time we drop something, some new. Crazy thing, I was just watching an episode of Steve-O's podcast. Shout out to, I love Steve-O's podcast. I just love Steve-O. Steve-O's great. And he had T-Pain on there. This is from months and months ago. 2021, he had him on there. Early 2021, I think. And I didn't realize that T-Pain, he had made up to like, I think he was at $40 million. He made in like 1 year, 2006. And he said within 9 years, he was completely broke. He said that he went from having 40 million, that's what he made in 1 year. But he went from making that much in 1 year and having multiple homes and cars to having to borrow money to buy his kids Burger King. That is crazy, dog. And then now he's back winning again. He's in the millions now, back making millions again. But that's crazy to think about that you can be that rich. But that's the thing, like, you start making that much money, you have all these people handling your money that are mishandling it. You're buying stupid shit you shouldn't buy. Like, you're buying houses and places that you never go to. You're buying cars. They said that he bought a Bugatti for $2 million. And after he bought it, he realized a few months later, he found out from his advisors, financial advisor, that he was broke. So he went and sold it back a few months later, and they gave him 800 grand for it. So like Steve-O said in the podcast, he was like, so you basically rented it for a few months for $1.3 million. It's fucked up, dog. But again, I don't know how somebody, no matter how much money you're making, how do you not know that you're broke, though? You know what I mean? Like, and he was straight up saying he just didn't pay attention. He just thought the money was doing what it was supposed to do. He was kind of just dumb to all of it. But that's scary, bro. That's what's wild is that when you're in that kind of situation, people that you would never think would shit on you are shitting on you. He said that he had family members and friends that like stole from him and stuff like that. And that shit's wild, bro. That's wild shit. And, you know, everybody always complains about money. Money can cure, money makes, you know, money equals happiness. It's not true. Like, you know, money can help things, but all money does, like, if you're broke and you're stressed out and you get money, you're not stressed out about money anymore, but you're going to be stressed out about something because you have money. You know what I mean? So you're just substituting broke problems from rich problems. It's still problems. And so many people, I've watched interviews and podcasts that with people that are rich that have all this money and are still depressed, bro. So it just goes to show you that doesn't always mean, you know, that doesn't always mean you're, just because you got a bunch of money in your bank account that you're going to be happy, because that's not always the case. You just got to try to find that peace regardless of your situation. Always strive to do better than that, than where you're at, but try to find peace in where you're at so you're not just constantly depressed all the time. And it's easier said than done. Trust me, I go through it too. I love my life, but there's some days I wake up and I'm fucking just over it. You know what I mean? I'm just stressed. I get depressed every now and then. But I always just try to look for silver lining and look for positivity and try to stay busy, you know, and try to stay doing something, especially when I'm depressed, because that's when it's the hardest to want to stay doing something. Because when you're depressed, you don't want to do shit, man. But I just try to push through it. That's all you can do, really. I love each and every one of y'all, man. I appreciate y'all. This has been episode 2 of the Chatty Bobcast. Char Broiled Burgers is the name of this one. I love each and every one of y'all, man. Be sure to subscribe to the channel. Love, peace, and hair grease.